Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Talmid, Perek Daled, Mishnah Alef, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah we're learning B'schos HaSabas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher V'ad Mizivu Kohagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And we're discussing the Karban Talmid. Mishnah tells us Lo Yikayv Sinas Atleh. They wouldn't take the lamb and tie it up like regular. Those who bring sacrifice for idol worship, they would tie the two front legs together and two back legs together. That's not what was done with the Talmid. Rather, Elam Akdenosai. It was tied up like an akedo, which is the front and back right leg and front and back left leg tied together. And Mishnah Zachav Eivarim Echsenbay. Whoever was Zeicha to bring the Eivarim of the Talmid to Mizbeach, they would hold on to it. And this is how it was tied up, meaning this is how it was situated when it was shechted. Rosh Ladarim, its head was facing south, meaning its head was facing towards the Mizbeach, upon of Lamayrev, but its face itself was turned towards the west, which is towards the Heichal. And Hashoichet, Amir of Mizrach upon of Lamayrev, the Shoichet, the Kohen who's shechting it, he would stand in the east, meaning his back was towards the entrance of the Azara, and his face was also towards the west, which is the Heichal. The Mishnah continues, Shal Shachar, Hayinishchat Al-Karen Svanis Maravis, the Talmud Shal Shachar, the one in the morning, that was shechted on the northwestern corner of the Mizbeach, Al Tabas Shnia on the second ring. We'll explain this in a moment. Rosh Al Ben Arbayim in the afternoon Talmud, Hayinishchat Al-Karen Mizrachas Tzvainis, that was shechted on the northeastern corner of the Mizbeach, also Al Tabas Shnia on the second ring. These rings were instituted by Yochanan Kohen Gadol. There were six rows of four rings each. That's a total of 24 rings, one ring per Mishmar of Kaihanim. That Mishmar, when they were serving the Beis HaMikdash, when they were shechting Karbanis, they would use their ring. The ring was basically to hold down the neck of the animal while it was being shechted. And so the Mishnah just told us is that in the morning, the Talmud Shal Shachar was shechted on the second ring, meaning on the second row, on the western side, meaning closer to the Heichal, and in the afternoon, it was on the eastern side, closer to the entrance of the Azara. And Shachar HaShachar Kibal Makabel, the Shechet shechted it, and the one who caught the blood, he would catch it. And then Balei Kerem Mizrachot Tzvainis, he would take it to the northeast corner of the Mizbeach, Vanosim Mizrachot Tzvaina, and he would put it on the northeast. Basically, he would splash it on the corner, and then it would go on the north and east wall of the Mizbeach. Then Marav Zdraimis, he would go to the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach, Vanosim Marav Zdraima, and splash it on the corner, so it would go towards the west and the south. And Shari HaDama Yishev Chayusai Zdraimis, the leftover blood was poured on the southern base of the Mizbeach. Mishnah Beis continues, now describing in great detail how the Karban Talmid was cut up into pieces and given to the Kayhanim who would be bringing it to the Mizbeach. So first of all, Mishnah says, Lo Yoshev Rabbi Yisrael, he wouldn't break the back leg, meaning he wouldn't cut the back leg off of the animal before skinning it. That's what they used to do in like a regular butcher shop. And the reason why that couldn't be done is because the Talmid had to be skinned whole, so they couldn't just cut off one of the legs. Therefore, what was done, he'd make a hole through its knee and hang it from that. Mafshit, he would start skinning it, V'yarid, and go down, till he reached the chest. Then once he got to the chest, he would cut off the head and give it to the kohen who was zeichet to bring it to the mizbeach. He wouldn't bring it yet. That kohen would just hold on to the head, waiting for the process to be finished. Then he would cut off all 4 feet and give them to the one who was zeichet to bring them to the mizbeach. Then he would finish skinning the animal. Then he would cut open the heart and take out whatever blood was there that couldn't be put on the mizbeach. Then he would cut off the front legs, and give it to the kohen who's zecher to bring them. Then all the regal himanis, he would take the knife, go back up to the right leg, chatacha, cut it off, and give it to the kohen who's zecher to it, ushtei beitzim hima, and the two testicles came along with it. Then kuroi, he would cut open the whole stomach, v'nimtza kuloi galu l'fanav. Turns out that now the whole inside of the animal is revealed in front of him. So not also peder. First, he would take the fats that covered over the stomach and intestines, and place it on top of where the head was shechted, since the kohen's holding the head with the open part facing upwards, so the fats were placed on that, covering it. Then he took the intestines and gave them to the one who was zaycha, and he was now going to wash them out. Now, how are they washed out? So it really depends. The Mishnah tells us, the stomach, that was washed out in the base medichin. It was like a special room where they would wash out the stomach. That's because since it had a lot of food left out in it, it wasn't washed with the other intestines so as not to get them dirty with all the stuff that was inside them. Now, the other intestines, they were washed out a minimum of 3 times, and that's because they're very narrow, so it was difficult to get out what was inside of them. And where were they washed out? On these tables of marble, which we had spoken about beforehand, which were in between the pillars where the karbanos were hung when they were skinned. That's where the regular karvayim, besides the stomach, were washed out. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Gimel, continuing to discuss this very detailed process, and on to Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.